现在奉主耶稣圣名继续来查考圣经。
In the holy name of the Lord Jesus, we continue to study the Bible.
今天下午要用我的心啊，你要称颂神啊，做题目来查考。
Today in the afternoon, we will use the topic, "Oh my soul, praise the Lord" for our study.
我们从诗篇来看看诗人给我们的提醒，我们一起来唱歌赞美神。
From the book of Psalm, we will look at what kind of reminders it has for us to sing and praise God.
我们在读103篇的时候会看到 一句、这一句很特殊的话、一再重复出现。
When we read the Psalm 103, we'll see a phrase that keeps repeating.
诗篇103篇第一节。
Psalm 103 verse 1.
我的心啊，你要称颂神，凡在我里面的也要称颂他的圣名。
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name.
那最后一节啊，22节说，你们一切被他造的，在他所治理的各处，都要称颂神。我的心啊，你要称颂神。
And the last verse, verse 22 says, Bless the Lord, all His works, in all places of His dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul.
诗篇103篇呢，这是大卫的诗。
Psalm 103 is a psalm of David.
这一首诗呢，是在称颂神的经典之作。
And this psalm is a scripture, a classic that praises the Lord.
也就是说，在所有的赞美有关于歌颂神的这个诗歌里面，这一首诗篇是代表作。
And this means that this is a representative psalm out of all the psalms that are used to praise God.
因为整篇哈，它都是在赞美神的。
Because the entire psalm is praising God.
他都没有在祈求神什么事情。
He is not asking God of anything.
完全是从他的心里面，而且是他用整个他的生命来赞美这个拯救他、给他一切恩惠的神。
It is completely from his heart. And in fact, he is using his whole life to praise this almighty God for all the things that he has given him.
在研究诗篇的人说，诗篇23篇是众人很熟悉的诗歌的王，就是说这一首歌最好。
And from those who have studied the Psalms, they would say that Psalm 23 is the best Psalm, the King of Psalms.
那诗篇103篇呢，就是这个后，就是这一篇完全的赞美歌颂神，很美。
And Psalm 103 is very beautiful, and the entire Psalm is praising God.
所以它这个歌中之后是 Queen.
So it is like the Queen of the Psalms.
所以这两篇诗呢，23篇、103篇呢，都是大卫的诗。
So the Psalm 23 and 103 are all psalms of David.
那在这103篇里面呢，我们其实在生活当中、聚会里在各种场合常常引用这一篇诗的内容的。
So in Psalm 103, in many kinds of church activities, we will use the content in here.
我们在丧礼的时候，通常都会读到，也会读到103篇的内容。
And sometimes during memorial services, we will read things from Psalm 103.
当我们在祈求神、感谢神的时候，也会用到103篇。
When we are asking God for things or thanking Him, we will also use things from Psalm 103.
所以这首诗歌呢，要让我们带领我们进入真的在歌颂神，是对这个神有很深刻的认识，而且我们已经经历过有这样的一个体验所发出来的。
And this psalm helps us to enter into the feeling that we will have after we have had a very deep experience with God.
那这首诗一般相信是应该是大卫在年老的时候所做的。
And it is believed that this psalm was written when David was in his old age.
他已经经过了人生的这一些路程，他经历了神的医治，也经历了神的赦免。
He has experienced the walk of life.The healing of God and also the forgiveness of God.
他享受了神所给他的一切的这个福气。
He has experienced all of the blessing from God.
他从心里面这样子呼吁所有的人跟他一起来赞美神。
And from his heart, he was able to connect with everybody so that they would praise God together.
我们看第二节。
Let us look at verse 2.
我的心啊，你要称颂神你不可以忘记他的一切恩惠。
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits.
那这个就是他要称颂神，他一定是对这个神有深刻的体验。
When he wants to bless God or praise God, he has to have this deep experience.
那这个，所以在神里面哦，哇，其实他这里有这个我们所需要的一切的恩典呢。
In God, in fact, there are all these blessings that we need, or all these benefits we need.
哦，所以他在强调说不可以忘记哈。
So he is highlighting that you cannot forget this.
那表示说我们人很有可能会忘记。
Which represents that it's very easy for us to forget these.
因为神的恩典呢，如果没有常常去算啊，去想啊，久了就淡忘，就觉得没有什么。
Because if we don't count the blessings of God, then very easily we will forget them.
特别是当一个人如果在生活困苦的时候，神有拯救，神有赏赐福气啊，等到顺利的、平安的，一切都很正常的时候，渐渐的就淡忘了。当时候哇，这么需要神的帮助的那个心情。
Especially when we are in times of difficulty, we will think of the blessing of God, the salvation of God. But when everything is going smoothly, then we will forget them.
这是为什么《生命记》第八章啊？那时候摩西特别提醒百姓，进入迦南地以后啊，要常常纪念这些事。
That is why in Deuteronomy chapter 8, Moses especially says that they have to remember these things when they enter into the land of Canaan.
哦，第八章的第十一节我们有读过的哦。
Chapter 8, verse 11, we have read before.
你要谨慎，免得忘记主你的神，不守他的诫命、典章、律例，就是我今日所吩咐你的。
11, beware that you do not forget the Lord your God by not keeping his commandments, his judgments, and his statutes, which I command you today.
因为恐怕你如果吃得饱，盖了美好的房屋居住了。
8:12, lest when you have eaten and are full, and have built beautiful houses and dwell in them.
13节说你的牛羊增多了，金银增添了，你便富足了。
13, and when your herds and your flocks multiply, and your silver and your gold are multiplied.
第十四节就说，你就会心高气傲，忘记主你的神，就是将你从埃及地为奴之家领出来的神。
Verse 14 says, when your heart is lifted up, and you forget the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage.
好，所以这里就说，要常常提醒，特别在我们生活很舒服的时候，容易把神的恩典忘记。
And here it says that we have to constantly remind ourselves because in times when our lives are very comfortable, it is easy to forget.
那这个时候，你看这个诗篇里面的作者是说，在我里面的，然后在我里面的都要称颂神的圣名。
And if you look at what the psalmist had written, he says, "And all that is within me, bless His holy name."
那表示在我里面的是我们所有的人，包括我们的理性、我们的感情、我们所有的一切。都要对神有这样的一个歌颂跟感谢。
And this represents that our thoughts, our feelings, everything that is part of us, inside of us, must give thanks to God and praise Him.
有时候我们人呢，理性跟我们的感情有时候不太一致。
Sometimes in man, our thoughts and our feelings are not of one accord.
就好像说，我们理性上可能知道，神帮助我，神帮助我。
For example, in thoughts, we might think,Oh, God helps me. God helps me.
但是有时候在我们的潜意识里面，我们对神会怀疑，说神真的存在吗
？But sometimes in our feeling, we may doubt whether God exists.
特别是当我们在患难当中，或是我们有需要跟神祷告，如果神都没有马上给我们回应的时候，我们很自然就会开始去怀疑，说到底神有没有在听我祷告
？Especially in tribulation, when we pray to God and He does not immediately respond to us, then we may doubt in our minds, thinking, did He really hear my prayer?
有时候我们人是心口不一啊，有时候。嘴巴这样讲，心里就不要这样想。
And sometimes what we say and what is in our hearts is not in one accord either. When we say something that we do not really feel or think.
那这里大卫他一直提醒我们，他说：“凡在我里面的，他说你都要一直称赞神，特别要称赞神的圣名，神的这个名字。”
But David says, "But all that is within me, praise His holy name. To praise God's holy name."
我的心啊，你不可以忘记他的一切恩惠。
And within my heart, I will not forget any of His grace and blessings.
那有这样一个提醒以后啊。他现在来算神给他什么恩典。
And after this kind of reminder, he counts all the grace and blessings from God.
第三节说
，Verse 3 says，
他说他赦免你的一切罪孽。
Psalm 103 verse 3， who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases。
接下去他说他医治你一切疾病啊。
And he follows saying， who redeems your life from destruction。
第三节赦免罪孽，然后医治疾病。
The last part of verse 3。Who forgives all your iniquities? Who heals all your diseases?
所以神给我们恩典，第一个就是赦免我们的罪了。
So when God gives us grace, the first is that He forgives our sins.
他医治我们的疾病哦。
He heals us of our diseases.
第三个第四节说，他救赎你的命，脱离死亡。
And verse 4 says, Who redeems your life from destruction?
第四个，接下去的， 他用仁爱跟慈悲为你的冠冕。
And then the fourth one, it follows, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies.
第五个就是第五节说，他用美物使你所愿的得以知足，以致你如因返老还童。
And the fifth one in verse 5 says, who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles.
这里就是大卫 他所经历的神这一切的恩惠。
So these are the things that David has experienced that are the blessing of God.
在放在这五个大项里面。
And they have been placed into these five categories.
大卫他本身他曾经跌倒过。
David himself had fallen in the past.
他对神赦免他的罪孽他体验很深的。
For God to forgive his sins, he has a deep impression.
他犯罪，神也给他处罚了。
When he committed sin, God had punished him.
但是神并没有向他掩面。
But God did not hide himself from him.
神还是一样继续跟他同在。
God continued to abide with him.
因为神看到他的心，他知道他神知道他的这个悔改的心。
Because God saw his heart and he knew his heart of repentance.
所以在诗篇里面，我们看到很多有关于大卫他。对神悔改的祷告。
So in the book of Psalms, we see many prayers that are prayers of repentance from David to God.
你看他这个，看一下诗篇三十八篇呢。
Let us look at Psalm 38.
诗篇三十八篇，这是大卫另外一篇诗啊。
Psalm 38 is another Psalm of David.
那这个三十八篇也是这个所谓的悔罪诗的其中一篇。
And Psalm 38 is one Psalm that also is a Psalm of repentance.
哦，这个。五十一篇我们都很熟悉的，那五十一篇是大卫跟那个八十八犯罪以后他写的。
Psalm 51 is a familiar one that David wrote after committing adultery with Bathsheba.
那三十八篇、三十九篇其实也是在他感受到他那个罪然后求神赦免的那个诗篇。
Psalm 38 and 39 are also psalms of repentance when David feels that he has sinned and then asks for forgiveness.
看第四节，三十八篇第四节。
38 verse 4.
他说：“我的罪孽高过我的头，如同重担，叫我担当不起。”
For my iniquities have gone over my head like a heavy burden; they are too heavy for me.
他是说那个罪这样把他压到他头都抬不起来了。
His sins have pressed upon him such that he cannot lift his head up anymore.
那其实我们在看大卫那大卫他在历史上所记载的他的犯错，最后刚刚他说，除了八十八那件事情之外，没有什么错误。
And in fact, if you look at the history of David, beside the sin with Bathsheba, he did not commit any other wrong.
所以圣经的作者就说他是合神心意的王。
Which is why the author says that he is a man after God's own heart.
但其实大卫他自己也知道，哇，他罪孽很多。
But David himself knew that he had many sins.
有些罪是。隐藏在心里面没有显露出来的。
Some sins are hidden in the heart and are not shown.
那有的现在历史是这样写，是因为历史的人他们知道的有限，但是大卫最清楚知道他自己有什么罪。
And such is written in the history because the knowledge of those who record the history are limited, but David himself knows what is inside of his heart.
如果一一算，算不完。
So if you were to count them one by one, he cannot finish counting them.
你看，我们看四十篇。
Let us look at Psalm 40.
诗篇四十篇
，Psalm 40。
四十篇，我们看四十篇有一节我的罪像我的比我头还多。
There is a verse in Psalm 40 that says, "My sins are more than my hairs."
在第十二节
，It is in verse 12。
第十二节。他说：“因为有无数的祸患围困我，我的罪孽追上了我，使我不能够昂首。这罪孽比我的头发还多，我就心寒胆战。”
12. For innumerable evils have surrounded me, my iniquities have overtaken me, so that I am not able to look up. They are more than the hairs of my head. Therefore, my heart fails me.
其实我们今天，如果对我们对我们自己本身很敏感
So in fact, today, if we are sensitive to ourselves,
我们如果去算我们自己的过错，真的也是像会像大卫这种心情，比头发还多，算不完呢。
If we count our transgressions, then it will be just like David. They are more than the hairs of our head,
想到 这些事情，这些得罪神的事情，想到就心寒胆战。
When we count the things that are transgressions against God, then our hearts will also fail us.
因为有这些罪在神面前站立不住。
Because when we have these sins, we cannot stand before God.
所以大卫他自己本身对神的那个对他自己本身的错误跟对神的圣洁，他很了解。
So David, when he is before God, he is very clear about his wrongs and the holiness of God.
可是他感谢神，他说神赦免他一切的罪孽。
But he thanks God that God has forgiven us of all of his sins.
所以今天我们要常常反省我们自己。
So today we have to often examine ourselves.
我们有过失的部分，一定要求神赦免。
The areas where we have transgressions, we have to ask God to forgive us.
神是有恩典、有怜悯的神，他就要赦免我们的过犯，因为他知道我们人不过是尘土而已。
God has grace and blessing, and He is merciful, and so God will forgive us because He knows that we are no more than dust.
我们在一百零三篇，我们会看到大卫他所歌颂这个神是什么样的特质。
And in Psalm 103, we will know what kind of nature this God that David praises has.
那大卫他说，神给他的一切恩惠啊，他不能忘记的。第二点就是说，神医治他的一切疾病。
And in Psalm 103, after he says that God will not forget, that he will not forget all of God's benefits, he says, "Who forgives all our iniquities?"
医治疾病啊，医治。
And then he says he heals all our diseases.
就是说，我们今天身体有毛病啊，我们生病了。这个因为我们是肉体做的，难免的。
And when we have diseases and sickness, this is in our flesh.
但是他说，我们祈求神，神会怜悯我们，他要医治我们。
But he says that if you ask of God, then God will have mercy and He will heal us.
大卫本身他也经历了神的医治保护啊。
David himself had experienced the healing and protection of God.
所以你看他诗篇二十三篇在讲说，他行过死荫的幽谷啊。
And if you look at Psalm 23, it says that he walks through the valley of the shadow of death.
那表示说他曾经真的跟死亡就是那么接近了。
And that means that he had been in the past so close to death.
我们比较了解的是说，大卫他曾经被敌人追杀快死了，如果没有神拯救，他就死了。
What we remember is that David had been chased down by his enemies, and if it weren't for the salvation of God, he would have perished.
但圣经里面很少记载大卫生病啊。
But many little times in the Bible does it say that David was sick.
也就是说，这件事情在这个圣经的作者当时候没有留下来，我们不知道。
And this means that the writer of the Bible at that time did not leave this with us, so we don't know.
但是我们说用尘土所造的这个躯体，哪一个人不生病？
But in the flesh, which one of us does not get sick?
每一个人其实都是都会有这些多多少少的毛病。
And every one of us more or less will have sickness or disease.
但是不管大病小病。
But no matter if it is a small illness or a
large one, 我们都要求神来医治我们。
We have to ask God to heal us.
那我们如果经历神的医治，我们就知道说啊，原来神是造物的哦，他是帮助我们的，他最知道什么样的医治哦，没有副作用。
And if God heals us, then we will realize that He is the Creator, and that His healing will have no side effects.
我们看下第六诗篇第六篇。
So now let us read Psalm number 6.
第六篇第二节。
Psalm 6, verse 2.
第二节说，主啊，求你可怜我，因为我软弱。主啊，求你医治我，因为我的骨头发颤。
To have mercy on me, O Lord, for I am weak. O Lord, heal me, for my bones are troubled.
哦，这个就看他当时候他的心情，就是求主可怜呢。
At that time, he is asking God for mercy.
我们有时候很怕在人面前表现得很软弱的样子。
Many times we are afraid to show weakness in front of others.
但是在神面前，我们不用担心了。
But before God, we don't have to be afraid.
我们因为神知道我们是很软弱的。
Because God knows that we are very weak.
所以我们不需要在神面前表现得很刚强。
So we don't have to show ourselves to be strong before God.
我们大可像大卫这样说：“求主，你来可怜我，因为我很软弱。”
And we can be like David, saying to God, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, for I am weak."
然后求主来医治我们的疾病。
And to ask God to heal us of our illnesses.
因为有时候我们身体有疾病的时候，真的会影响我们的信心。
Because many times when we have illness in our bodies, then it will also affect our faith.
我们求主耶稣来，求主耶稣来垂听怜悯我们的祷告。
So we ask the Lord Jesus to have mercy on us and to listen to our prayer.
所以你看，大卫他在诗篇里面其实有很多次他讲神医治他了。
So David in Psalm many times he will say that the Lord has healed him.
可以，我们可以在读经的时候慢慢去记录一下他大卫所祷告的，他曾经经历的神的恩典。
And when we read the Bible, we can pay attention to David's prayers when he had experienced the grace of God.
好，现在看回来103篇的第四节，他说他救赎你的命，脱离死亡。
Now let us return to Psalm 103 verse 4, and it says.Who redeems your life from destruction?
Oh, 那这个就是神救他的命啊！那这个神是当他的磐石，当他的救赎主，在诗篇里面就更多了。
And this is when God redeemed or saved his life, and he is even more his strength and his rock of salvation.
所以在诗篇里面，你看我们看到大卫他一直在强调，他说神就是我的磐石，我的山寨，我的避难所。
And so in Psalm, many times it He's repeating that God is my rock, God is my refuge, God is my strength.
真的，如果不是神伸手拯救大卫，大卫早就没命。
If it is not God reaching out His hand to save David, then David would have lost his life already.
因为有一次他逃命，他在逃避那个扫罗的追杀，他已经被扫罗把他包围住了，已经他没有地方可以跑了。
One time when David was fleeing from Saul trying to kill him, he was already surrounded and had nowhere to go.
如果没有神伸手，他就真的被抓了。
If God did not reach out His hand, he would have been captured.
在这个最危急的时候，神就兴起外敌啊，来扰乱扫罗的国度了。
And when in this great time of crisis, God sent an external enemy to ruin Saul.
啊，结果扫罗听到这个消息之后，赶快就追杀扫大卫不是那么重要，赶快退兵抽兵回去，要去面对敌人。
So when Saul heard the news about the enemies, then he did not place as much importance on chasing David, and so he sent the soldiers back.
哎，这样这个时候大卫才脱困，他才保留性命。
To defend the kingdom. And so at this time, David was able to be saved.
所以大卫他很了解说，神就是他的救赎主。
So David very clearly understands that God is his savior.
现在神救赎他的命，脱离死亡。
Now God has saved his life to flee from death.
今天弟兄姐妹，我们都了解，如果没有主耶稣救我们，其实我们是没有盼望的人。
Today we brothers and sisters understand that if it is not the Lord Jesus who saves us, we have no hope.
我们今天在主里面，我们受洗，其实我们就已经脱离死亡了。
Today in the Lord we have been baptized, and so we have already fled from death.
因为我们已经重生了。
Because we have already been reborn.
哦，所以我们重生起来就是不再死亡。
So when we have been reborn, we are no longer in death.
因为我们的生命已经藏在主耶稣基督里面了。
Because our lives are now hidden inside of Lord Jesus.
主耶稣永远活着。
And the Lord Jesus lives forever.
所以我们现在生命在耶稣里面跟他联系的，我们是活着的人。
So now our lives are connected with the life of Jesus.
所以即使 我们肉体死亡，我们都只是睡着而已。
So even though we have died in the flesh, we have only fallen asleep.
当主耶稣再来的时候，我们都还在醒起来，我们都还在复活的。
When the Lord Jesus comes again, then we will all wake up and we will resurrect.
所以死亡对我们来说已经没有权势，我们已经不再惧怕。
So death has no more authority over us.And we should not be afraid.
如果今天我们更认识我们的救主，我们对我们的生活就会很平安。
So if we understand our Savior even more, then in our lives we will have much peace.
不管遇到什么事情，我们都不会慌张，我们都不会像那个没有盼望的外邦人一样。
No matter what we encounter, we will not be startled because we will not be like the Gentiles who have no hope.
好，这个是那个他在这里所讲的恩惠的第三点。
And this is the third point of grace that is mentioned here.
第四个，他说他是。给我们戴上一个冠冕，那冠冕是用仁爱跟慈悲啊来编织成的。
The fourth is that he crowns us with loving kindness and tender mercies.
戴冠冕意思就是说，哦，你是这个就是那个冠冕就是很荣耀嘛。
And when you wear a crown, it is very glorious.
所以现在神让我们活着，他让我们在这段短暂的生命里面，赐给我们慈悲跟仁爱。
Now, when God allows us to live in this short life, He gives us loving kindness and tender mercies.
也就是说，我们的生命里面，我们会经历神的恩惠，神的慈爱。
Which means that in this life, we will experience God's grace and compassion.
今天如果我们没有神的怜悯，很多事情我们做不好。
If we don't have the mercy of God today, we cannot do many things.
但是如果我们有这样神可以帮助的话，其实小事情我们都很感谢，因为我们知道神与我们同在。
And if we have this God to help us, and even in the small things, we'll be very thankful.Because we know we have the abundance of God.
所以这个现在神给我们戴冠冕哦。
So now God has put a crown upon us.
你看我们年岁渐渐增长，每一年我们都增加一岁了。
We know that our years are adding. Every year we get older.
同时，我们的在世上的生命也减少一年了。
At the same time, our lives on earth have decreased by a year.
但是神他给我们戴上这个恩典的冠冕。
But God has allowed us to wear the crown of.
哦，开始，所以六十五篇哦，诗篇六十五篇。
If we look at Psalm 65,
大卫是这样写的，第十一节。
David writes in verse 11.
六十五章十一节说：“你以恩典为年岁的冠冕，你的路径都地下之有。”
65 verse 11, you crown the year with your goodness, and your paths drip with abundance.
我们今天年岁经过以后，神在我们的头上。都戴上恩典的记号了。
Today, after our years have passed, God has given us the sign of grace on our heads.
那这个恩典也是神的怜悯呢。
And this grace is also the mercy of God.
所以当时候大卫其实他其实也没有他也没有很老啊。
So at that time, in fact, David was not very old.
看起来大卫应该活到他七十岁左右了。
If you look at it, he probably lived to age 70.
可是他在这一生当中啊，他就很感受到神就是用这样的一个仁爱慈悲给他戴上做冠冕，来让他得到平安，得到尊贵荣耀。
But in his life, we can see that God had given him loving kindness and tender mercies, so that he can have peace and glory.
好，这个是他不可以忘记的恩典。
This is the grace he cannot forget.
第五个。
The fifth one.
第五节是说，他用美物使你所愿的得以知足。
Verse 5 says, "Who satisfy your mouth with good things."
现在神让他的生命哦，也可以得到很满足。
Right now, God allows his life to be very satisfied.
那这个满足是说，用美物使他心里所愿的知足。
The satisfaction is that your youth is renewed, is that you can have all the things that satisfy you.
那这个我们中文是说你心里所愿的哈，那这个所愿的，其实在那个希伯来文里面呢，它这个就是装饰的意思的。
And in the Chinese it says all the things that you desire or that you will for. And in the original Hebrew it means an adornment.
Ornament 这样子。
An ornament.
就是装饰哈，就是说，比如说我们现在这个房子啊，你希望把它装饰成一个什么样子啊，你就会把它。这些装饰品哈，把它布置成这个样子。
And an adornment or an ornament is when you, for example, have a house and you want to decorate it with different kinds of ornaments.
好，那现在神他说，让他心里所他想要装饰的，他这个生命里面他想要活出的那个样子，神就下给他，让他真的能够成为这样子。
And whatever this person wants to live his life, however he wants to adorn and ornament his life, God will give it to him.
那神给他的都是好的。
And what God gives them, all of them are good.
那这些好的东西呢，让他心里面觉得很满足、很幸福。哇，有神跟他同在，他一无所缺。
And all these good things allow his heart to be content and satisfied, and he'll feel that he lacks nothing.
你看，今天当我们一个人如果会很知足哈。
Today, if a person is content.
然后，那我们生命里面哦就充满活力。
Then our lives will be filled with vitality.
第五节。下一句他是说，以致你如鹰返老还童。
And verse 5 follows to say, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles.
那这个就是他为什么用这样来描述呢
？Why does he use this to describe it？
我们知道老鹰哦，老鹰大概可以活五十多岁，五六十岁啊。
We know that eagles can live up to 50, 60 years.
但是老鹰它老了以后啊，它渐渐的它那个它的臂子啊，就是它的嘴啊。它那个会一直长长啊，然后会变弯啊。
And when an eagle grows older, however, the beak will continue to grow and it will bend.
那如果变弯了之后，它这样要去抓食物就要抓猎物的时候就抓不到了。
And if the beak continues to grow and bend, then it will be unable to catch the food.
然后那个老鹰的爪哈，它那个鹰爪哈，年纪大了以后，它还慢慢变长，然后变弯呢。
And also the talons of the eagle.When it gets older, then it will also grow and bend.
如果变弯下来以后，它去抓猎物也抓不住了。
And if it bends too much, then they will be unable to capture their prey.
所以呢，神就给这个老鹰，它有一个生命的机制，可以重新开始。
And so God gives a renewed youth for the eagle, so they can start their life.
所以他们到一定的那个年纪的时候，他就会去让他那个爪、那个鹰嘴哈，那个前面那个勾勾的地方就脱落。
And so at a certain age, then the beak of the eagle will fall off.
然后它就重新长新的。
And then it will grow a completely new one.
然后爪也是一样。
It's the same thing with the talons.
然后它用这个新的鹰嘴哈，然后就把它那个旧的尾毛哈，把它慢慢的一个一个拔掉。
And so using the new beak, then the eagle will take off its feathers one by one.
它会换毛，它会换成新毛了。
And it will change its feathers to new ones.
那等到它长出新的那个鹰嘴啊，那爪子，然后它的毛就换新的时候，它就重新开始，就像青春回来一样，又开始有力。
And when an eagle loses,
捕捉猎物都很有效了。
And when it loses its beak, its talons, and it gets new feathers, then its youth is renewed, and it is like if it is a new eagle.And they are able to capture prey again.
他去抓东西，他就很容易抓到猎物，他就饱足。
when they catch their prey, then they are able to be full.
啊，所以他这里像如鹰返老还童，就是这个意思。
And so this is the meaning of your youth is renewed like the eagle.
神可以让我们的生命力啊，一直的更新，然后像就像青春永驻。很多人希望说青春永驻，活力无限这样。
And in this way, God is able to allow us to preserve our vitality and to renew us, just like how spring is being kept, like how many people say they want to allow the spring to last forever.
真的，神可以让我们的心里满足，就像我们真的。我们的那个生命力很旺盛，虽然年纪大了，可是我们的那个活力却没有消失。
And God is able to renew us so that our vitality will continue and be renewed and will not perish.
哦，所以其实我们年纪大的人应该要学习这里像大卫所说的，神让我们所愿的知足，就是让我们的这个属灵的生命力啊，能够一直往上提升，然后啊，一直朝着目标前进。
When God allows us to be satisfied.He's allowing our vitality to increase and also for us to keep moving forward in our lives.
这是主所赐给我们的恩典。
This is the grace that God has, that the Lord has given us.
大卫他在提醒我们说，我的心啊，不可以忘记这一切恩惠哦。
David is reminding himself, Oh my soul, forget not these great graces.
那现在他讲了这些神的恩典以后啊，从第六节开始啊，他就来描述他所称颂这位神是怎么样的神。
When he has said all of these benefits and blessings, then in verse 6, he praises what kind of God this is.
第六节他说神施行公义，为一切受屈人伸冤。
Verse 6 says, The Lord executes righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed.
这位神是公义的神，为人伸冤的神。
This God is a righteous God and a just one.
那跟94篇一样。
It is the same as Psalm 90.
94篇就在强调神是伸冤的神。
Psalm 90 emphasizes that. Psalm 94 is emphasizing that God is a just God.
哦，所以这位神呢，他的宝座是用公平公义为根基建立起来的。
And this God establishes himself on righteousness and justice.
哦，所以神没有不义的事。
So there's no unrighteousness in God.
这位公义的神，他愿意把他的法则让人知道。
This righteous God is willing for His laws to be known by man.
所以他让摩西知道他的法则啊，让这个以色列人晓得他的作为。
And so He allows Moses to know His ways, and for the children of Israel to know His acts.
他特别强调这位神是有怜悯、有恩典、不轻易发怒、且有丰盛的慈爱。
He keeps emphasizing that this God is merciful, gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in mercy.
第九节说他不长久责备，不永远烦怒。
Verse 9 says He will not always strive with us, nor will He.Keep his anger forever.
第十节，他没有按我们的罪过待我们，没有照我们的罪孽来报应我们。
10. He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor punished us according to our iniquities.
所以这位神心胸很宽大的。
And so this God has a very big heart.
今天神如果每一个罪都给我们算账，我们每一个人都灭亡了。
And if God today were to count all of our sins against us, then we would all be destroyed.
哦，所以十一节说，天离地何等高。他的慈爱像敬畏他的人也是何等的大。
Which is why verse 11 says, For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward those who fear him.
十二节，东离西有多远，他叫我们的过犯离我们有多远。
Verse 12 says, As far as the east is from the west, so far as he removes our transgressions from us.
这个都在强调神的慈爱超过人所能想象。
These are all emphasizing that the compassion of God is beyond the imagination of man.
神是乐意饶恕人的神。
God is very willing to forgive all their sins.
他所要的就是我们人能够对他存一个敬畏的心。
All that he requires is that man would have a heart of reverence toward him.
所以他的慈爱给这些敬畏他的人呢。
So his love toward those who fear him.
那第十三节说父亲怎样连续他的儿女，神也怎样连续他敬畏他的人。
Verse 13 says, As a father pities his children, so the Lord pities those who fear him.
我们今天如果懂得来敬畏神，我们有太多好处了。
Today, if we know how to fear God, then we have too many benefits.
你看这个做父亲的联系儿女，神就是这样子来联系他的。我们今天我们每一个人呢
？If you look at how the father pities his children, God pities his children in the same way.
为什么父亲会联系儿女
？Why does a father pity his children?
因为父亲知道儿女还小，他不懂。
Because he knows that his children are still young and they don't understand.
很多事情他没有经历，他没办法体会。
Experiences this child has not gone through and they cannot understand.
那这个神他说，他说要联系我们，像这个父亲来联系儿女啊。
And so this God is having mercy on us like a father has mercy on us.
但是现在神是灵，我们人是肉体。
But now God is a spirit and we are flesh.
所以第十四节说，因为他知道我们的本体思念我们不够是尘土。
And so verse 14 says, for he knows our frame, he remembers that we are dust.
我们真的在神的这个完全永恒里面，我们人根本就不存在。
Truly in God's eternity, man does not even exist.
哦，所以我们人出于尘土，在世上活这几年也归尘土了。
So man comes from dust, and then they leave the earth and return to dust.
所以很脆弱的，很短暂的。
And so it's very fragile and short.
15节说，至于世人，他的年日如草一样，发旺如野地的花。
Verse 15 says, as for man, his days are like grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourishes.
第16节，经风一吹，啊，便归于无有，他的原处也不再认识他了。
Verse 16, for the wind passes over it, and it is gone, and its place remembers it no more.
这就是人生的现实。
This is the reality of life.
我们就是像草上的花，啊，像这个，短暂存留的这个小生命而已的。
We are like the flower on the grass. We are just a life that exists for a little time.
啊，所以你看，很多时候我们面对这个生命的不确定性，风一吹，我们可能就没有了。
And many times we are facing the uncertainties of life, but just as the wind blows, then it disappears.
但是神的慈爱要归给敬畏他的人。
But the mercy of God is for those who fear Him.
他说从亘古到永远。
And it says from everlasting to everlasting.
那这个神的慈爱，他的公义也要归给子子孙孙。
And this compassion and His righteousness is also to children's children.
今天我们要能够成为敬畏神。
Today, if we are to fear God.
如果我们敬畏神，那就不是只是说我嘴巴讲我敬畏神而已哦。
If we fear God, that is not only our mouths that say we fear God.
大部分的人都嘛不承认自己是不敬畏神的。
Most of people will not admit that they don't fear God.
就好像大家每一个人都会说我是好人呢。
And that's why most people will say that they are good people.
哦，大家都说我都是从心里面心灵诚实敬拜神呢。
And many people, a majority of people will say that they are genuinely worshiping God from their hearts.
但是这个敬畏神不是用嘴巴说的。
But this fearing God is not from the mouth.
事实上是要有实际的行动作为表现出来的。
In reality, there must be practical actions that show this.
哪些是敬畏神的人？
Who are those who fear God?
十八节说，
18 says,
就是那些遵守他的约，纪念他的训词而遵行的人。
18 to such as keep his covenant, and to those who remember his commandments to do them.
我们今天呢，如果听到神的话语，我们愿意去遵守。
So if we listen to the word of God and are willing to keep it,
那我们也会珍惜神跟我们所立的这个约。
And then we will appreciate the covenant that God has made between us.
我们会做我们所应该做的，我们人的本分应该要尽的。
We will do what we need to do, what we will fulfill our duty.
我们相信神他所要赏赐的福气会照着我们所做出来的给我们。
We believe that God will give us His grace according to our actions.
那我们在生活上说，我们就一直尊神为主为王。
And in our lives, we will see God and honor Him as a king.
那我们得到恩惠，我们不会忘记，我们会感谢，会赞美。
When we receive grace, we will not forget to praise Him.
那这个叫做敬畏神的人。
This is what it means to be a person who fears God.
哦，所以103篇哦，他这个大卫他对神的这个认识，他的描述很深入。
So Psalm 103, God, David has a very deep understanding of God.
他自己本身是这样子要求，也这样子赞美。
He himself asks for this, and he also praises God himself.
从十九节开始，他现在进一步的去呼吁所有受造的要跟他一起来称颂这位完美的神。
And in verse 19, he invites all of the creation to praise this awesome God.
因为第十九节说，神在天上立定宝座，他的权柄统管万有。
And in verse 19, it says, "The Lord has established His throne in heaven, and His kingdom rules over all."
那在这些被造里面呢，他二十节里面特别强调这些天使。
And so he especially emphasizes out of the creation God's angels.
二十节说，听从他命令，成全他旨意，有大能的天使都要称颂神。
Bless the Lord, you His angels who excel in strength, who do His word, heeding the voice of His word.
这个天使是灵界的受造物。
These angels are spiritual creations.
是神特别创造要来执行他的旨意的，执行他的吩咐的。
These are special creations to carry out the will and commandment of God.
神也给这些天使有能力了。
And God has also given these angels strength.
所以现在大卫说，连这些天使都要一起来称颂神。
And so David says that even these angels will also praise God.
好，第二十一节。
And verse 21.
你们做他的诸君。
Bless the Lord, all you His hosts.
做他的仆役的。
You ministers of His.
你是行他所喜悦的。
You who do His pleasure.
他都要一起来称颂神。
All of them will come and praise God.
所以二十一节基本上就是在讲我们每一个受造，我们在这个地上每一个受造物啊。
So verse 21 is saying all of His creation that exists on this earth.
我们今天是神的军队啊，属神的选民。
Today we are the soldiers of God, and we are His chosen people.
我们也是神的仆役。
We are also His servants.
我们是神特选来行他的旨意，要做他所喜悦的事情的人。
We are those especially chosen in order to do His will and His pleasures.
哦，所以以赛亚书才会说我们呢，我们其实是神特别创造出来要来宣扬神的美德的人。
Which is why the book of Isaiah says especially that we are people who are chosen by God in order to do His wonderful things.
我们这些人都要来歌颂神了。
And these people, we will praise God.
所以二十二节，你们一切被他造的，在各处他所治理的，通通来歌颂神。
22 says, all of His works in all places of His dominion, we will sing praises to God and bless the Lord.
这就是最后所有受造的，不管是物质界的、灵界的，都要这样子来称颂这位有恩典、有怜悯的神。
This is in the end, no matter if you are a creation in the spiritual realm or in the worldly realm, you will praise God and bless Him.
所以这一篇诗篇呢，真的让我们看到我们人所当尽的对神应该有的态度。
So this psalm allows us to see what kind of attitude we should have.
那我们如果能够常常这样读，常常这样想，
and if we can often read this and think about it,
我们对神的那个认识越来越深入。
Then we will have a deeper understanding and of knowledge of God.
因为我们读完之后，我们要去想一想。
Because after we read it, then we have to think about it.
我读完这一篇诗篇之后，我对我所认识的神，我敬拜的神有没有更深入
？After I read this psalm, do I have a deeper understanding of the God that I worship?
那我们看看我们的周围，我们读完诗篇之后，我们是不是更认识人到底是什么
？In our surroundings, after we have read the psalms, do we have a better understanding of what man around us are like?
那我们读完诗篇的时候，我们反省我们自己内心，我们是不是真的对神有这样的敬畏？然后也愿意这样歌颂。
After we read the psalm, we will think to ourselves. We should think to ourselves. We also have this fear of God.
然后读完这篇诗篇，我们要看到神所给我们的盼望。
And we praise Him in this way. And after we read the psalm, we have to see if we also have this hope of God.
然后最后呢，我们要把这样一个信息，然后去跟其他人分享。
And lastly, we have to take this message and share with other people.
让所有被造的、被神造的每一个人都一起来。敬畏神，来歌颂神，来享受神的恩惠。
So that everyone who is created will come together and praise God and give thanks for His grace.
哦，这个就是103篇里面的这个信息。
And this is the message in Psalm 103.
那这一篇呢，你如果注意看哦，你会发现它是很有条理的哦。
And if you look at this psalm carefully, then you'll notice that it is very conditional.
这个每一节里面都是两句话。
Every single phrase has two parts.
哦，都是两句话，而且都是对称的。
And these are two parts that have to do with each other.
这是大卫精心之作。
And this is what David had written.
非常完美的一个作品呢。
A very perfect work of perfect, very perfect.
你看每一节都是两句的哈，都是一样的。
Every part has two lines.
然后二十二节就是希伯来文字母二十二个字母。
And in verse 22, it is. In Hebrew, 22 words.
就是他们的那个 alphabet， 他们有字母二十二个，他就是按照他这样的一个次序，要用二十二节。
And there are 22 verses, and in the Hebrew, there are 22 characters in the alphabet, so it goes in that order.
当然是后来这个分节是人家后来分的，但是你看他写的时候，本身就是有这个结构在里面的。
And of course, the verses are divided by people later, but in the original text, there's already the structure.
那这我们就看到说这一篇哦，我们要常常去读它，去思想。
And so this psalm, we have to often read it and think about it.
然后让我们一起来歌颂神。
And together we will praise God.
这103篇下去的104篇，其实你注意看一开头跟结束也是一样，都是我的心啊，你要歌颂神。
And if you read to Psalm 104, it is the same. It has "Bless the Lord, O my soul," or "Praise the Lord."
104篇它没有写作者是谁。
In Psalm 103, it doesn't say who the author.
没有说作者是谁。
In Psalm 104, it doesn't say who the author is.
但是按照诗篇里面的这个作者的这个对作者的了解，如果这一篇没有说作者是谁，就追溯到前一篇是谁这样。
But according to our understanding, if this doesn't tell us who the author is, look at the one before.
所以104篇很有可能也是出自摩西那个大卫的作品。
So it is very likely that Psalm 104 was a work of David.
因为它是同样一个结构。
Because it has the same structure.
但是他在赞美神，就从另外一个角度去看，去赞美了。
But from praising God, it comes from a different perspective.
104篇就从观察神的创造里面去歌颂神的伟大。
Psalm 104 is praising God, and His greatness from looking at His creation.
103篇从他的内心里面去感受神的恩惠。
Psalm 103 is praising God's grace from His inner heart.
所以这两篇诗篇呢，要一起读。
So these two psalms must be read together.
我们希望说，我们大家能够在这个读经的时候，去享受神的这些话语。
We hope all of us can experience the word of God through reading the Bible.
我们真的都能够从心里面来赞美神。
And so in our hearts, we can truly praise God.
我们一起来唱诗。
Let us sing him together.
325首。
325.
Is Jesus my Savior, my King? His praise all the day long with rapture I sing. To Him in my weakest for strength I can cling. For He is so precious to me. For He is so precious to me.He is so precious to me. This heaven below, my Redeemer to know, for He is so precious to me. He stood at my heart door in sunshine and